Hey you, wherever you are, Chipata to Mungu, Kasama to Livingston, Kopala to Lusaka, whoever you support, Man United, Barcelona, AC Milan or La Zambia, Bola means nothing without you, the fan.
Liverpool are champions again!
Because when it comes to football, by DSTV and GoTV, it's on like never before this season. The Premier League, UEFA Champions League, every major league, every cup, every Chipolo Polo cake at AFCON, it's all on. It's the talk at the barbershop, the shout at the Kandemba, the cheer in your sitting room, it's on for you. Best football in the world. It's on for every goal, every scream, on for every VAR decision. It is on for every football fan, and it is on Super Sport. Only on DSTV and GoTV. Don't miss a moment. Reconnect on DSTV Compact and GoTV Super Plus today.
About joining the Sungapo campaign? Guess what? EcoBank just extended it to December 31st, 2025. This is your chance to save smart, earn more, and win big. With monthly draws, the earlier you jump in, the more chances you'll get to win. Here's how. Deposit 40,000 kwacha or more into a fixed deposit account, lock it in for 4 months, and just like that, you could grab 4,000 kwacha cash back. But wait, it gets even better. Your money earns a huge 10% interest per annum while you sit back and relax. Visit any EcoBank branch today and join the Sungapo campaign before the clock runs out. EcoBank. Save smart, win big. Campaign ends December 31st, 2025. Terms and conditions apply.
Sungapo with EcoBank. Deposit your cash and get it back. Sungapo with EcoBank. Deposit your cash and get it back. And get it back. Deposit your cash and get it back. And get it back. Deposit your cash and get it back.
Feel the power. Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
The International Monetary Fund, IMF, agreed to release $190 million to Zambia. PF Copperbelt Chairman Sturdy Mwale quits PF. In international news, South Africa defiant after U.S. threatens consequences over refugee center raids. And in sports, Zesco United face Kansanshi Dynamos in MTN League in week 12 rescheduled match.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trassis. Opposition Patriotic Front PF Copperbelt Provincial Chairman Sturdy Mwale has officially resigned from the party, citing a blatant disregard for the party constitution and lawlessness in recent leadership decisions. Mr. Mwale, who also served as a member of the PF Central Committee, announced his departure from all leadership roles and his membership within the party with immediate effect. His resignation follows a period of mounting internal tension within the former ruling party. Mr. Mwale pointed to the recent expulsion of several PF members of parliament as the primary catalyst for his exit, expressing deep frustration over how these disciplinary actions were handled. He claimed the expulsions were carried out without consulting the provincial leadership, from which the MPs hail, and that the current leadership, led by acting president Kevin Luwinda, ignored the party's established constitutional procedures. Mr. Mwale highlighted that the affected lawmakers were not given an opportunity to defend themselves or exculpate their actions before being removed from the party. The resignation comes amid reports of deep divisions within the PF, particularly regarding the party's stance on the Constitution Amendment Bill No. 7. While the party leadership had reportedly cautioned members against supporting certain legislative changes, several MPs were seen as deviating from the party line.
I've decided to resign as the Copperbelt Provincial Chairman and also a member of the Central Committee, and I've decided equally to resign from Patriotic Front. I cannot stand where my members of Parliament could be expelled without consulting the province where they hail from, and this is done with disregard of our party constitution. We were not told to write to them so that they can exculpate themselves in whatever wrongs they did. I've seen so many decisions that are being made without full consultation of the Central Committee.
The International Monetary Fund, IMF, has agreed to release about $190 million United States dollars to Zambia after reaching a staff-level agreement with the Zambian government. This follows the completion of the sixth and final review under Zambia's Extended Credit Facility Program. The new disbursement will bring total IMF support to about $1.7 billion United States dollars since August 2022. Government has welcomed the development, saying it shows that Zambia has stayed on track with its economic reforms despite local and global challenges. Authorities say the program has helped restore stability, improve confidence, and deliver visible results for citizens, businesses, and investors. The IMF has noted that Zambia has reduced economic imbalances, improved public finances, protected social spending, and rebuilt financial buffers. International reserves are now estimated at about $5.2 billion, equal to around 5 months of import cover. These improvements are helping to stabilize prices, the exchange rate, and the general business environment. The IMF also projects that Zambia's economy will grow by an average 5.6% between 2026 and 2031, driven by investment, agriculture, energy reforms, and increased copper production. The update was issued through a statement from the Office of the Secretary to the Treasury. Minister of Tourism Rodney Sukumba has commended the National Museum's board for restoring governance stability, strengthening financial management, and clearing long-standing audit backlogs. Speaking in Lusaka during the Board of Directors' exit meeting, Mr. Sukumba emphasized that institutional reforms must deliver visible benefits to the public and stakeholders beyond internal systems and procedures. He stressed that the security of museum artifacts is a non-negotiable priority and called for comprehensive asset verification and valuation to support planning, insurance, and future investments. Mr. Sukumba urged museum management to modernize museums and reposition them as attractive, interactive, and globally competitive cultural spaces while improving operational efficiency through clearer decision-making structures. An outgoing board chairperson, Alexander Muntali, reported that annual revenue increased from 40.7 million kwacha in 2023 to 53.1 million kwacha in 2025, representing a 23% growth driven by improved financial discipline and strong partnerships. Mr. Muntali also revealed that museums recorded over 135,000 visitors annually and highlighted key governance milestones, including the development of Zambia's first national museum policy and progress on the museum's bill of 2025. In another development, 82 Ethiopian nationals have been convicted by a mobile court for unlawful presence in Zambia after admitting the charges. The cases were heard and concluded in a single five-hour sitting at Mukoweko Maximum Security Prison Chapel. Resident Magistrate Honorable Iswaniso Waluwita sentenced each offender to a fine of 3,000 kwacha or, in default, 6 months simple imprisonment. The court ordered that all fines be paid by 31st December 2025. The magistrate cautioned the convicts against using dangerous and illegal methods to enter the country, noting with concern that some had traveled hidden in fuel tankers, a practice he described as life-threatening. The court heard that the group was apprehended on the 23rd of November 2025 in Kapirimposhi after immigration officers intercepted a tanker truck carrying the undocumented immigrants. Most of the convicted persons are aged between 19 and 25. Meanwhile, Ethiopian community chairperson in Zambia, Getenesh Adi Sawuke, has praised the mobile court initiative supported by the prisoners' Future Foundation, describing it as a game changer in improving access to justice. The mobile court program is funded by the Embassy of Ireland and aims to enhance access to justice and the speedy disposal of cases.
Mobile courts in Zambia are really, really a game changer.